Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. This afternoon, I'm joined with Mr. Martin Hanna. Martin, you're no stranger to RCI.
Not at all.
You're no stranger to the radio. You're no stranger to anything like that. And this afternoon, we're going to be talking about Martin. Different perspective, eh? Because most times you come, you just come to talk about Penny Pinch and you go in. Yeah, that's how people don't know who's the guy behind Penny Pinch. So this afternoon, we're going to talk about Penny Pinch. Exactly what's happening with Penny Pinch. There's a new app. The app looking proper, giving you a lot of details and these kind of things now, but we had to talk about Martin. We are brought, and we are powered by Bank of St. Lucia, financial institution.
Of course.
And Penny Pinch. It's all about finance as well. So Martin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Right.
Where you come from? What's this story? That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's quite an inspiring story to get, you know, how I started and whatnot. So, you know, who is Martin Hanna? I'll not say the typical answer. I'll try to be more creative, I suppose, about it.
But you're creative.
You have to. You know, I was always a creative person. I was always a problem solver. Tried to get my hands dirty into as many things as possible, mm-hmm. and, you know, find what I was good at. You know, from the age of 14, 15, I was very into technology and, you know, using the computer, and eventually started learning, you know, graphic design and mm-hmm. that sort of was the first set of steps into this whole journey for me, I would say. You know, getting my hands dirty and in learning to create flyers and, you know, making fun of my friends by putting them in funny backgrounds. Like, that was sort of the origin to the whole story. And, you know, being home a lot back in school days, you know, wanted to do something fun. And I was also making money on a side.
At
a younger age.
I used to support Martin Hanna Graphics. I think one of my first logos and, of course, my flyers and my events and that sort of thing was actually done by Martin. So yeah. I think I even have some of them on the computer still, you know, the little thing using at the bottom, MH or something like that. So, you know.
And the funny thing is, like, to this day, I'll still see some of my artwork out there, like some of the logo competitions I won back in the day. I still see the artwork. I'm like, I did that back in the day. It's like, just looking back at the, like, how I started and how I got into things. That creative side of me definitely helped for sure.
Okay, so I mean, moving from graphics to, I mean, an app, that's a big shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. So do you think that, I mean, you were prolific in IT, or from a young age, you were probably on YouTube learning how to code and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So surprisingly, I don't code. I've never been a technical co-founder, but I'm more of a product manager / you know, design. So I sort of used the graphic design part to help me now create a story that I could give to our developers to then build it into reality. So, you know, the first steps to actually building an app is what is it going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I sort of transferred those skills and was able to actually create the product from a design, a vision, and then eventually meeting my co-founders who are local. You know, we built this from the ground up in St. Lucia.
You're telling me that now, I'm a little bit surprised. I wasn't actually aware that the entire Penny Pinch family was completely...
Everyone's local investment.
Okay.
You know, our seed investor is, you know, from St. Lucia. So everything's sort of growing out of home, you know, and we call her home. We want to be king of home before we sort of start expanding out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Now, you just shocked me. I'm not going to lie to
you. Have your mind going.
No, I tell you, have my mind going. Because, Martin, for the life of me, I thought you were the one doing... Nah. Okay. All right.
You know, while I might be the face, and, you know, there's a lot going behind the scenes that many might not see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're starting to expand our team. We're a six-man person now, and we're already hiring and starting to expand the team.
That's exactly what I was going to come and ask. I mean, starting off... You know, with a few number, and right now the app is just growing and growing and growing. But speaking of growing, I mean, I think you would have some challenges starting up the app. Can you expand on that for a bit?
Yeah, the first, I mean, we've sort of been at this for like 3-4 years now, and the first couple were definitely difficult in, you know, actually building the product. You know, there's a lot that gets involved into people's money. You know, you're speaking about money transfers and, you know, making payments. So building that ecosystem definitely took some time. And we've always took an approach of we need this to be ready before we sort of go fully at it. And that's sort of what we've been doing. So the troubles, you know, were definitely, you know, because we're sort of the only ones in St. Lucia, we're the only regulated and licensed, you know, fintech in St. Lucia. So obviously that took some time. You know, we wanted to do things the right way. We're all about doing things the right way, no shortcuts. And that involved, you know, getting regulated. And, you know, that itself took 6 months.
Wow.
I'm partnering with the banks, a couple months. Things took a lot of time, actually. And, you know, you hear about all these partnerships that that we announce. You know, we hear we partner with MoneyGram, MasterCard, Western Union. But, you know, how long
did it take for me
to actually make that announcement? Mm-hmm. You're looking at 8-9 months at average, really. So a lot's going into the work in the last 3 years. And it's all to sort of build the future of what we want Penny Pinch to be, which is, you know, an all-in-one solution for financial services.
Okay. Now, I don't have the app currently on my phone, but I remember getting the first version of Penny Pinch probably somewhere around, was it late 2018?
2019. Like late 2019.
Late 2019. All right. I mean, I had the app on my phone, and from what the app was to what the app is actually now, I think whilst we're speaking about it, I'll probably tell people, head to the App Store and head to the Play Store and download the Penny Pinch app so you could understand exactly what we're saying. And so you actually try to understand exactly what Penny Pinch is. Because we haven't said, for new listeners, what exactly Penny Pinch is. Understand? So before I even continue, let's talk about exactly what Penny Pinch is and what you are now offering in Penny Pinch.
Right. So in a nutshell, what we're trying to offer to our customers is a hassle-free account. An account that you could put money on and spend money on directly from your phone. So Penny Pinch is in the form of an app. You download it from your App Store, Play Store. You create an account, and within a few minutes, you verify your ID, because we are a financial institution. Just like any other, we have to, you know our customer. So you would do a quick video selfie, scan a picture of your ID. And
proof of address, that sort of thing?
Not proof of address, just ID verification for now. And you have a verified account.
Okay.
And that's at your home in minutes, you know, compared to the typical couple-week process,
And,
you know, what does the account do for you, right? So you have to answer two questions. How do you put money on the account? And how do you actually spend the money on the account? So as you rightly said, you know, the app that we started with is nothing like it was today.
Completely different architecture, different layout. What's being offered is different. I mean, people, I was shocked up to about, what, half an hour ago I saw the app, and that is a whole different thing.
Right. So we started off with just one option to put money on the app, which was debit and credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not many people use debit and credit card that, you know, seriously for now. So some people who don't have credit card can't use the app, you know. So we've evolved from just one way to now over 5 different ways. So you could use your card, you could soon deposit cash at agents island-wide. So we're working with, you know, credit unions, different merchants to create like an agent network where you go and deposit cash.
Okay.
You could receive your salary directly to the app. And what we're really excited for is the remittance side of things. So, you know, you don't want to go on lines. Don't be like lines anymore. So imagine receiving your MoneyGram transfer directly to your Penny Pinch app at your home for free. You know, you don't have to do anything, and we're solving a major problem.
You have to go in town and stand up, make a long line by the supermarket.
Exactly.
Right?
So that's a service that's coming out very, very soon that we're very excited about. We expect it to be well received. And you could also receive transfers from other users who have bank accounts, right? So that answers the question, how can you add money to the app?
Now, the more important question is, how can I spend that money? Because if they send $500 to me through Western Union, tell me, you know, go and buy something nice.
Yeah.
Martin, where can I go to KFC? I know I could go to KFC.
Right.
You understand? I could probably go to Hang Ten.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But what other stores can I use the Penny Pinch service at?
So apart from the merchants, which we'll get to in a bit, let's talk about everyday spending. Right. So people, they pay their bills. You know, people have their obligations. They pay their phone bills, their Lucilec, their Wasco, their Flow. So we're connected to over 30 billers in St. Lucia, where you could link your account, see all your balances in one place, and pay your bills.
Okay.
Right? Next, you could do top-ups. So everyone tops up for their plan, you know, they want their data, both digital and Flow, in the entire OECS. So not only in St. Lucia, you could also top up a friend in Dominica.
Okay.
Right? Thirdly, you could receive a transfer from another user, So let's say someone wants to send you money, they could do so via QR code, email, or even username. And now let's say you wanted cash. You wanted to actually, you know, get cash. You could then withdraw to a bank, to your personal bank account, or you could then spend at a merchant. So you spoke about, you know, some of our merchants like KFC or Hang Ten. Right now we have about 150 merchants sort of spread around, but we're looking to aggressively add more, you know, more merchants that people are used to or shop every day at. And, you know, the most exciting thing is the card. So we're hoping to launch in the near future our own MasterCard prepaid debit card.
Hopefully we can have you here again to talk about
that. Hopefully, yeah, for sure we will. And, you know, that card will allow you to spend anywhere in the world just like you would with any normal debit card. But what's the difference? It's on steroids. You know, it's a virtual card, so you get the virtual card instantly, and then you get your physical card, you know, how many days after. So you don't have to wait for the physical card to actually start transacting. And what's great about being virtual is the security is very good. Mm-hmm. You know, people here, they don't trust their cards too much with, you know, fraud being a big thing. So
That's going on. EY, during the Christmas season, I had a few episodes of that. But, I mean, the bank
put it back. So imagine freezing your card instantly from your phone. Imagine your CVV dynamically changes every once in a while. So even if I had your card information, it sort of won't work anymore.
Because the CVV is very important.
It's dynamic, so it would change over time. And even things like, you know, your physical card doesn't have any numbers on it. So even if you were to take it, you can't really use it for online purchases and whatnot. So security is a big plus on the new card that's coming out soon as well.
Okay. We do for a quick commercial break. When we come back inside, I think we need to talk a little bit more about digital currency. I think a lot of people don't understand exactly what it is. And, you know, we have a little generation gap. You understand? So we need to talk about that generation and what's coming. People, stay tuned. First, this is Martin Hanna, Penny Pinch, and we're inside Youth Unplugged.
Finally, a card for everyday living. Bank of St. Lucia Visa Credit Card. Everything gets paid with my card. My utility bills, grocery shopping, that cute dress I saw online, my favorite entertainment, and Netflix subscriptions. I collect points each time I use my credit card to redeem anytime. Yes! Imagine a credit card rewarding my lifestyle. Bank of St. Lucia Visa Credit Card for everyday people, everyday moments.
I never truly understood the meaning of owning a home until I owned one myself. A home. It's my space. Sitting in my own living room. Walls in my favorite color. Having tea on my couch. My soul knows that this is home. And every time I walk through the hallways, I am overcome with a feeling of achievement and joy. A peace of mind. Knowing that I made the right choice.
Home Sweet Home by Bank of St. Lucia. Start your home journey with us.
Thank you for staying with us. This is Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today, I'm joined with Mr. Martin Hanna. For those of you just logging on, Martin is here to talk about Penny Pinch, this new digital app. Well, not new, but it's revamped digital app, which allows you to do a lot of different things with your money, right? Mm-hmm. So, Martin, I'll just read a little something here from the New York Post. Some research from Capital One Bank found out that about a third of millennials say that they don't like to carry money. You understand? They like to have the money on a card, probably Apple Pay, something digital, just for the sake of, you know, people getting robbed and security and that sort of thing. And I think Penny Pinch is right around, you know, pushing that same sort of narrative. Penny Pinch is not miles off that. Penny Pinch is right, you know, ticking all those boxes. And the company profile actually speaks to the target market. And right here, I can see some tech-savvy banked millennials. I think I'll put myself in that category.
Yeah, for sure.
The unbanked population, some people just don't trust the bank.
Or they just can't get one.
Exactly.
Because it's too hard.
Sometimes, you know, people speak about how hard it is to start a bank account. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't understand that part. Probably because...
there's quite a number of reasons. You know, the maintenance fees, the number of the documents that are required. Some people just don't have these things, and it's a hurdle to actually get an account in the first place.
Yeah, you know, family households, government welfare recipients. So you're talking about things like NIC and that sort of thing. So you,
Yeah, so we actually had a pilot with the government, the Ministry of one of the ministries, where you know welfare disbursements were sent out to some people for disaster relief, so they could now so they received their funds to the penny pinch accounts, and then they were able to pay their bills, buy stuff and whatnot. So we already did a pilot program with government on that.
Okay, well, news to my ears. So people, hopefully, in a few years, I can start getting my NIC. True penny pinch. Of course, we're talking about online shoppers and remittance receivers. A lot of people, you know, receive from Western Union, MoneyGram, and these sort of things. And I'm thinking that probably the direction that you are going now, that could become the new,
the new way of doing it.
The new way of doing it. So, even with, of course, digital wallets, you know, we still have people saying, "Boy, they don't feel too secure with these kind of things." You know, cryptocurrency. I have a little Binance, you know, I have a little wallet and a little crypto wallet and that sort of thing. But this is the wave and this is the direction that we're going to. So for our consumers, millennials, you understand that? That's the big elephant in the room. That's the people that we need to be targeting. How has that experience been for you? Is it been successful? Is it something you think that probably we need to put more emphasis on?
I think there's definitely willingness. You know, that's the reason that we were able to acquire over 10,000 accounts. You know, people want this digital. They want convenience. You know, cash will always have its benefits. Let's not shut down cash, right? You always hold some on you. But, you know, there's times where you save a lot of time and sometimes money when you compared to how you do things traditionally. And that's where the digital really comes into benefit in your life. You know, people are always like, oh, well, you know, I get hacked or, you know, lose my information. You know, technology is evolving. It's not 5 years ago. It's not, you know, things are really evolving where security is only improving.
Definitely.
Yeah and yeah. You know, everything's only improving in this industry, and it actually hasn't hit the Caribbean as yet. Everywhere in the world has advanced in financial services, but sort of the Caribbean. So we are gearing up for a huge, hopefully, benefit of these new increased solutions that come out, things like Penny Pinch, things like what other players are doing as well. And it's only going to get better over time.
Okay. I mean, I think it has its benefits, not carrying cash, because I think the more cash I have in my wallet, the more likely I am to probably stop, you know, and buy something. Because even if in our climate now, we don't have a lot of vendors who like to take digital currency. For example, if I go out on the weekend, I know I probably have to hold $100 in my wallet because wherever I probably stop to buy food, more than likely, they don't take cards.
Right.
Like, for example, I love to go and buy Lobby in Grocery. I don't have to walk with my $30 or like $35 because I know I'm not going to get anywhere where I can just swipe my card, tap the card. So I think it's a thing that where our business houses as well need to move in that direction.
The thing is, they want to move, right? It's just that the people that provide the solutions are not helping them. It's usually these small merchants that are left out or not catered for. And that's really what we're trying to do, not only with Penny Pinch. So we do get that, you know, if a customer has a Penny Pinch account and the merchant has a Penny Pinch account, then great, they could transfer between them. But for those who don't have Penny Pinch accounts, that's also a big market. And we are also looking to now get these merchants with credit card machines, online solutions. You know, you might have probably asked me in the past about a Shopify plugin for payments. You know, things like that are really important for the small business. And it's only coming in time. You know, there's one problem at a time that we could solve. There's quite a lot to be solved. And I'll just say give us some more time and we'll eventually wow the market with what's needed.
Okay. So even with the current switch, I mean, it's a lot to take in. 10,000 accounts, right? How many of these accounts are actually active? I think that's one of the most important questions. Because though you have numbers, how many people use this thing on a weekly basis?
Exactly. So, and that's sort of where, you know, the past couple of years of the struggles. So imagine launching an app where cash deposits were not launched. You already have a large chunk of your users who can benefit from adding money to the app. So while we did get a large chunk of, you know, willingness to the app, there was a lot of hurdles that we needed to work on which did not allow for the adoption or the active user rate that we hoped for. So, you know, 10,000 accounts, 3,000 actually verified. So people
that's a problem. Verification is a problem.
Yeah, so verification is a problem. You know, why people don't want to verify. And I think it comes down to, is there a big enough reason to? And that's what we spoke about earlier, is sort of perfecting the ecosystem.
So people can have that reason.
To actually finish, make the account, and actually have a reason to put in money on there and then transacting. And that's with all the features we just spoke about that will incentivize them. Not only that, but we want to do a lot of promos, giveaways, bonuses that will then further incentivize someone.
I remember one of the early promotions, I think you were getting $5.
Yeah.
You see, I remember things about it, but I'll be honest, I never got to use the app, because although I was one of the first users on the app, I wasn't able to use it because I think at the time of launch, the number of merchants was not that high.
Right.
You understand? So I never had a reason to use the app. So probably now, with the list of merchants growing and growing, we could even find a place
that I usually go to, you know? And that's sort of what we want. We want to be able to use Penny Pinch in your daily life. So where do you usually spend? Where do you usually buy? What are your monthly sort of costs? And make that part of your life.
Okay. So for the business world, I mean, you talk about 150 merchants. Off the top of your head, can you call some of these merchants? Because that's something people need to know, you know, by popularity. Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go, one of the most popular merchants, KFC.
Right.
You understand? KFC accepts Penny Pinch at all locations.
Yeah, except for Cul-de-sac at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. That's important. That's my KFC.
Right. Working on that.
Okay. If you could continue expounding.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of the shops at the Baywalk Mall, some in town. We try to keep them sparse out. So, you know, you have some of the places at the food trucks. People go to Rap City, Burns, Shawarma King, places in the marina. So I'm sort of naming locations that people might go to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Places at the marina like Cafe Ole, La Mesa, Sea Salt and whatnot. And if you go to town, you have places like, you know, Felly Belly, Beauty Max and whatnot. And as I said, the 150 is actually not that high, not that much when you compare to what's out there in St. Lucia and all the small businesses. So we definitely have a lot to work on in terms of getting those new businesses. And we hope to get that to 500 plus by end of this year.
Okay. All right. So for the business people out there, you all need to contact Martin. And Martin, how can we do that? How can we probably contact you for us to get Penny Pinch inside of our businesses? This is very important because I don't expect you to be walking all through town, knocking on doors and saying, hey, I have Penny Pinch, you know, come. You know, it's a marketing strategy. I mean, going house to house, going door to door is very important to bring your brand out. But I think sometimes you need people to come to you because the service is there. The service has been around. The service has been making waves. So how do we contact Martin Hanna?
Yeah, so there's many ways, and we try to make it easy for customers to contact us. If you have the app, you could directly hit us up on live chat. Live chat is a big thing for us. You get somebody reply to you in a couple of minutes. Just tell them you want to sign up for a business. If not, you could go directly to our website, mypennypinch.com. Very easy to remember. And then you'll be able to sign up for a business account directly from there.
Okay. Was there anything that we did not touch on? I don't think
so. We went over quite a lot.
Yeah, I think so. We actually have a few minutes left. But before we go, what are some of the struggles that you think you may encounter within the next few?
Great question. I would say, you know, the fact that we depend on a lot of players, that could cause sort of external delays. That always happens. You know, it's sort of hard to go past that. And that might make things take a little bit longer than usual to do in terms of our execution plans.
Okay.
You know, money is always a problem. You need money. You need money to grow. You need money to hire people. You need money to keep living, you know?
The app maintained.
Yeah, to keep the app maintained. You also have, as a regulated entity, we have reserves. We have minimum capital requirements to keep at. So it's a lot for a small institution like us that is constantly trying to grow. And that's why we're, you know, trying to raise some good funds around. And, you know, that's why we're expanding the team. And so that's slowly coming as well. You know, every business needs financing. And, you know, thirdly is just, you know, a lot being thrown at my face at sometimes. Because what I mean by that is, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. you know, Penny Pinch is like a 200 moving part machine. So when one breaks, you gotta attend to it. You know, you gotta keep making sure that these moving parts move
properly.
And, you know, I've learned that problems exist. They never go away. It's just how you treat them and how you sort of think about them. So in the past, I might get upset about a bug or something not happening. Now I'm excited that a customer tells me, hey, I can't log in properly. And I want to help them. I want to make sure that they get
moving
the experience
towards perfection.
Yeah. So it's never, oh, there's a problem. Like, there will always be problems. It's how you treat it, how you manage it, and how you move towards the next step. Make it stable as possible.
Well, I think with that attitude, within the next 2 years, even probably by the end of the year, you're going to be seeing a lot more users active on something like Penny Pinch. And people, let me tell you, it's very important. I honestly find that using a digital wallet is important. I change my phone very often, and even the things like cryptocurrency, you know, you have a whole list. It was actually a surprise to me when you have these codes that you have to keep for you to move the wallet, back it up, and that sort of thing. It's not like, you're going to lose your money, or you're going to... These things are safe. These things are secure. It's just a matter of...
It's education, you know.
Exactly.
Keeping up to trends, being informed. This world is only changing more and more with things like AI popping up. And it's how we use it to our benefit rather than shutting it down or, you know, making it seem like a bad thing from the first start.
We're not ready for that. We get in there, we go in there, we go in places, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I think that our currency and our money should be moving in a similar direction. One more thing, Martin. We spoke about this off air before coming on. We didn't make mention of it now. I think, well, as you said, one of the most important things is probably even getting our money to the app. For example, our salaries. I wanted to get to a place where people will say, okay, let me send my salary to Penny Pinch. You understand? So, something for you to think about. We go in that direction.
Yeah, we go in that direction. I mean, what about loans? You know, people receive their loans. They could receive it to their Penny Pinch account in the future. So, it's really about making it a place where you could actually use your money in a more convenient way, you know, rather than cash or your typical card or your typical account. You know, what's the most convenient way in the end? That is fairly cheaper as well. You know, you don't pay much fees, and you also get back. So you get a return back in the form of cash back. And we have cash back rewards offers at majority of our merchants that we plan to engage with. And, you know, as we get ready for our big launch coming soon, where we really start to bring the awareness up, you know, a lot of offers will be thrown around. So you as a customer also save money, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12% back on your purchases. You know, when you compare that to an annual interest rate, you know, you really ask yourself, well, you know, what am I getting back?
A year.
Right.
Okay. Well, some positives.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of positives us to take from that. Martin, thank you so much for coming in today. This has been another edition of Youth and Block, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. And Penny Pinch is working closely for our banks as well. So don't think
I mean, we actually try to work with all the banks. We are not, you know, trying to come in and say anything. We actually encourage working at the banks. We have good relationships with majority of them, actually, including Bank of St. Lucia.
You have to use a debit card to put the money onto
so
the app.
So we're trying to make it where you, from your Bank of St. Lucia app, you could then move money to your Penny Pinch app. So we're currently working with their team on that. And, you know, we want the banks to be included because, you know, that's also, it helps them by making their customers happier as well. So we're not just trying to corner the market. We want to be a fair player. We want to work with them too.
Definitely. Martin, once again, thank you so much, guys. Next, we're going to be back inside again. Next week, we're going to be entering March, you know?
March, yeah.
Well, the year is moving.
Time is moving.
So time is really on your side too.
It's not on my side at all.
Look, the first quarter is almost done.
Exactly.
And it's done. So movements for the rest of the year, Martin. Thank you once again for coming in, people. My name is Khaled Vidal. I'll be back again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged.